Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos. You can engage in and be present with in understanding how to overcome challenges in life. It's compassion. And when we look at how deeply compassion has changed the world, it truly could be considered one of the most important tools that you can understand in life. The Buddha talked so deeply about compassion, but the Buddha was not the only one to talk about compassion. All great teachers, all great masters have understood the power of compassion. And I think when we look at what the world is going through right now and all the challenges, if we could just understand the power of understanding, the power of compassion, we would be able to go a lot further in healing the whole world. Compassion is that kind of powerful tool. It's why for thousands of years, it truly has been the thing that people have looked at for answers. I have a quote here from Albert Einstein. A human being is a part of the whole, called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts, his feelings as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and to affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Let's just take a moment and let that sink in. Wouldn't that be just an amazing thing to do? To embrace all living creatures. And we look at how this world right now and all of humanity is going through a testing time, a challenging time. We have to have compassion. And we have to understand that it's not just us, it's the entire world. A year or two ago, I did a CD called We're All In This Together. I did it at the start of COVID because indeed there was this sense that the whole world was going through this challenge, these hard times. And in the beginning, I sensed the world was pulling together with great compassion. But then, as we started going through more and more challenges and more stress, we started to have divisions as to how to overcome this disease. And it challenged everyone with the division. You know that division. We've seen it between, are you going to get vaccinated? Are you not going to get vaccinated? Are you going to wear a mask? Are you not going to wear a mask? And if we were to drop the judgments, which is a hard thing to drop, we're pretty judgmental in nature as human beings. But if we were to drop the judgments of what is right and wrong for everyone, even if you really believe it, and it may be so, and just instead replace those judgments with compassion and understanding, then there'd be an amazing shift in the entire world. We have to have compassion to find peace. And we have to have compassion to understand what John Lennon said, imagine. Imagine all the people living life as one. One world, one people. A world where we serve the positive energy of goodwill and peace. And we let that compassion motivate us every day. We could find a lot of amazing healing going on and a lot better relationships going on if we could just understand that this world and humanity is going through a very difficult time, and we have to understand what people are doing when they are going through pain and stress and anger. It's very explosive. People's buttons are getting pushed pretty easily after 2 years of this. So we have to really get to the root of compassion. And again, there's the keys in the quotes that I stated, that oneness. If we could really find that oneness, we would have the understanding of the common ground, because we all are people here on this planet. It's easier, of course, for the astronauts and the people who've gone up so high that they can see the planet is just a blue planet. And there's been so many amazing people who have been able to view the planet from outer space and look at it in a different way. And we can also, in our own inner consciousness, delve deeply within and see that point of view within, that point of view within us that an astronaut sees from way up in the sky and the universe looking down. We can understand that we are all one, and we can have compassion in that oneness for what we're all going through at this time. That understanding, that compassion, when you see someone losing it, I mean, really, just these days, we see it all the time on planes, people freaking out. We see people just on the street that are homeless, sometimes just freaking out. And there was a great John Prine song that was talking about senior citizens and elder homes. And he said, "Hello in there." And what a beautiful thing that song was. Just say hello in there. Because if we could see for a second that unity in our eyes to the person's eyes who are going through pain and suffering, and realize, wow, in there, that person is a soul. Hello. Hello to that soul in there. And at the same time, keep your own inner beautiful state of peace and compassion and understanding the unity of all humankind. This is a thing that is a lifetime in practice. Really, truly, it is not one thing you can just decide to do. It includes all the tools that I've been talking about. I've been practicing meditation almost all my life, and I know these things. We often all know these things, but the thing is living it. Living it takes that strength of meditating, positive affirmations, breathing, and living with that power of the higher consciousness that we are. All one with goodness. We are all one if we're going to find peace, if we're going to find compassion. And let's take some time right now to go to that place inside, to experience that beautiful place within, where you do sense that understanding, where you do sense that you can be one with that unbelievable view of being in the universe and looking down on this blue planet. that you do sense that that inner view that you can find within, that understanding within, is the same that exists in every single person on this planet. So let's take some moments here to just be at peace. Just sit erect and breathe in and breathe out. Breathe into that heart of hearts and just breathe and be at peace. Breathing in deeply and holding your breath there within. And letting go. Just let everything go. Don't hold anything back. Just let yourself right now be and be at peace. Breathing in deeply, holding your breath, and just feel that pause deep within. And then just let go and breathe out, releasing any tension. And now let's do a body scan. Feel your head. And as Buddha did, be aware. Be aware of how you really feel. Be aware as we scan. Are you feeling any tension in your neck or your shoulders? Or feeling any tension in your feet or your hands? And as we do the body scan, let's just send a lot of light and love and healing energy to any part of your body that feels tense. And let's start with our head and circle around our head with wonderful white light circling inside. And sense if there's any tension in your eyes or your jaws or your ears, your mouth, your tongue, your eyes. Just sigh, let go. Let all the tension there that you might hold, just let it go. Breathe in, knowing that breath sweeps mind. Just let that mind be swept clear with breath right now. And allow yourself to go into your neck and feel how your alignment is with your neck. How is your neck? How is that communication center, that creative center in your throat doing? Just sense it. Let go of any tension, anything there that might be blocked. Just let it go, let it go. And going into your heart, just allow your heart to feel the love of compassion. Going deeper into your heart, knowing that your heart of hearts has that key of love, the key of love behind understanding all life with compassion. Put your hand on your heart. Is there anything in your heart that needs to be understood, that needs to be healed? Just breathe deeply into that heart and let love be present in your heart of heart right now. Feel that peace. Feel that love. Feel that healing that comes with that love in your heart of heart. Letting that love light there in your heart spread out through your entire torso. And let that beautiful light move into your third chakra, the golden light there, spreading that beautiful light around all the organs in your kidney and your liver and your spleen, your pancreas. Just letting any stress or tension there just go and letting it all be healed with a lovely light, as we call the light in there. And let that light move down to the second chakra, where your hip and your lower back and all that energy is, that has all the feelings that might need to be released. Just know you're in a safe space and release. Let it be healed right now with the healing love light there. A peach light that goes into every single cell. And now again, breathe in and let that energy go down to the base of your spine where the ruby red light is. and see all the energy there in the root chakra being healed. Let any fear that you might have and any tension go. Moving on down to the thighs and the knees and the calves and the ankles and the feet and your whole body now, including your shoulders and your arms and your hands, is completely surrounded in the love light of understanding and compassion, a beautiful light that surrounds you and extends out 6 feet above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet across. You are in a beautiful shell, a protective shell of the light of compassion right now and understanding. Let it be a completely protected light that you are surrounded in. And know that you are safe in this beautiful light of compassion. And now let's go back into our conscious mind. What would the voice of your soul say to you? What would that beautiful place of your soul that is with you lifetime after lifetime, that is there with you every single day forever, what would that beautiful soul tell you about understanding? Understanding is the foundation to loving. Understanding what we all go through here in life and having great compassion for yourself, for everything that you've gone through. Allow that beautiful light of understanding to pour its light through all of you, forgiving anything that you've had to go through that's been difficult, forgiving all that separateness and the walls that might have been built up through time. Just let compassion and understanding heal you now. Have compassion for yourself. How does that feel right now to have great compassion for yourself? Let yourself feel. Let yourself feel that compassion. And now take that feeling of compassion and understanding as a beautiful light beam and send that light out to all the entire planet as if you were looking at the planet from high above in the universe. Send that light of compassion and understanding to the entire world, surrounding the world with peace, understanding, and compassion right now. And as we do this, we see the world being surrounded with light and all the dark areas of fear, all the dark areas of separation are being released into one light of understanding and love. The entire planet now is feeling that it is one, one world, one family, one people, all understanding that peace of being one right now. Breathe that in and see the world being healed and humanity being healed with that light right now. Believe it and allow that beautiful energy to come back to you right now inside your heart, inside your soul. And just feel that good energy. And now let yourself completely believe that you can live with this energy every day in your life if you make that intention to have understanding and peace. I thank you and bless you on your journey. And I'm so glad you are here to share that beautiful light of compassion, peace, and understanding in your life always. God bless you.